This is a podcast of an interview originally broadcast on Radio EMFM 104.7 at Chukamauama Community Radio. Radio EMFM broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find our program guide on our website, www.radioemfm.org.au, along with details of other podcasts, information about the station and presenters, and a membership form should you wish to support us by becoming a member. You can also find Radio EMFM 104.7 on Facebook. We hope that you will enjoy this podcast.
You're listening to EMFM 104.7, and that's at Chukamauama Community Radio. We're down at the Rochester Festival, the Mural Festival today, and I'm Roger, and sitting opposite me is Anna Armillas. Good afternoon, Anna.
Hi, Roger. How are you going?
I'm very well. Thank you for joining us here at the EMFM microphone. Now, you are painting one of the murals today. You're on number two, and yours is called Like Seed Dreaming Beneath the Snow, Your Heart Dreams of Spring. So tell us a little bit about your mural.
Yeah, so I got inspired in a book that is called The Woman Who Ran with the Wolves, and there is a tale that is called The Skeleton Woman. So my painting is inspired on that tale, and it talks about a fisherman that is fishing on a lake, and he finds this skeleton and a skull, and at the beginning he gets scared, but then he actually takes the skeleton to his home,
right.
And during the night while he's dreaming, the skeleton gets back to life.
Okay.
So it talks more about rebirth, transitioning from like one life stage to another, changes in life. I love to work with metamorphosis in my paintings, and especially with women. Yeah.
Great. So it's quite a complex issue and a complex theme you've got out of I Had a Dream, which could be quite a simple one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's great. So how long did it take to come up with the inspiration from when you got the topic?
Yeah, so I was actually reading that book, and I was thinking about the idea, and it just came really well, because it just, as I was reading it, I was like, oh, this would be so good to, you know, like, the theme is I have a dream, and yeah, it just came along.
It worked. That's great. So we've got another toot, somebody listening to us as they go past. So please, if you're driving past the Rochester Mural Fest, give us a toot. It's nice to know somebody's been listening to us. Now, as part of it, there's a small version, like a little mini mural. Is that, did you have to put that one in first? Is there an audition process to get selected to paint?
That's right, yeah. So what we do in order to get into the competition, we have to apply by submitting our mini mural.
Mm-hmm.
And the measurements are quite specific, so it's in proportion to the big mural.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it has to go according to the theme, and there are like some selection criteria that the committee keeps in mind, mm-hmm. in order to select the artists. Yeah, so all the artists that we are here, we had to do that one.
Okay, and when you put that in for the audition, if you like, or the selection, do you get to put a little synopsis of what it's about, or is it just up to the committee to try and work out what's happening?
Yeah, I think that we have to like bring something like a brief and
just a couple of lines about it. So you're finished now? Is yours all done, or has you still got a few finishing touches?
It's still going.
Okay.
Still going, but I love the detail. Mine is quite intricate, but I'm loving to be able to bring this concept.
Yes, yeah. Well, you certainly look the part. You've got paint splashes all over your jacket and your jeans there. Is this your first time in Rochester in the festival?
It is my first time, and hopefully not the last.
Oh, great. And is this a hobby, or are you an artist full-time in Melbourne?
I'm a full-time artist. I'm based in Melbourne. Yeah, and I normally paint murals.
Oh, okay. Street art sort of thing? Oh.
A bit of both. So I just love that my murals are connected with the community, mm-hmm. somehow. So sometimes it's just a street art, and I may just paint in Hosier Lane or one of those lanes.
Yep.
But majority of the times it's also like council work and private businesses as well that maybe they just want to have a mural.
Commissions, yeah. Commissions. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great. You've enjoyed the experience. The weather's been perfect, hasn't it?
Oh, they're perfect. Yeah, the weather has been the best, honestly. So grateful for it. A bit chilly in the mornings, a bit cold. But no, like, it's been really nice. It's beautiful. Like, right now, all these birds, all the cockatoos.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's just really nice to be on the countryside, you know, to just be more connected to nature. People are really friendly. The committee has been, like, treating us like queens and kings all the time, bringing us, like, lunch and being here at 7 a.m., 6:30 sometimes, and helping us to pack up everything as well in the afternoon.
Oh, that's great, because somebody did say if the sun gets too hot on the painting, it's not good to paint, is it? The paint dries before you can do much with it.
Yeah, probably Marco can tell you more about that because he had that issue.
Oh, he's on the sunny side, yeah. Isn't he? Yeah, you've got the shade. Lovely. Anna, thank you very much. Anything else you want to say about your painting, apart from telling people to come and see it and vote for you in the People's Choice?
Oh, they can vote for any of them. That's okay. But yeah, it would be nice for people to come here. I think that there is a great effort behind putting this festival together. The level of artwork, I think that is quite great as well. Like, yeah, definitely doesn't disappoint. So I encourage the people to come here.
Lovely. And it's a great vibe, isn't it? I mean, as an artist, you can talk to the people and explain and answer any questions. And, of course, for the people coming along, you can chat with an artist, which you can't do every day of the week.
Exactly. That's right.
Terrific, Anna. Well, good luck. I hope when the prizes are announced at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Sunday the 14th, that you're up there with them. And thank you for coming and chatting.
Thanks, Roger.
Thanks, Anna.
The podcast you have just heard was of an interview originally broadcast on Radio EMFM 104.7, Echukamoama Community Radio. We hope you enjoyed listening to it. Remember that you can listen to Radio EMFM anywhere in the world, either via our website, www.radioemfm.org.au, or via the Community Plus Radio app, which is free to download to your Apple or Android device from your Game or Play Store.